The pandemic has highlighted the resiliency of the human spirit across humanity, particularly those serving the older adults. It has made many people slow down and give them the time to think about what's most important. In healthcare, the true compassion, courage, heart, and knowledge of the frontline teams are and have been incredible, especially given that they were entirely understaffed, underprepared, and underprotected. It is the worst best case scenario, and there is tremendous pride in being part of a system that must keep going. There are many things to be grateful for despite this difficult time. Here are 3 of 5 conversations, and I hope that you will enjoy the recordings of friends and industry experts share their silver linings as they go into 2021.
My name is Jim Biggs. I'm Chief Executive Officer of West Bay Senior Living. I'm also an adjunct lecturer at University of Southern California. And so again, 2020 has been an interesting year. I got to admit, starting in January, about half of my students are from China, the mainland. And I'd also done a startup there for 6 years. So a lot of connections, a lot of friends. But they're kept on hearing this slow but steady drip drip about this virus outbreak, and that was on their radar, and some of it came up in class with some of the questions as we began to understand it's a disease that seems to single out or target the elderly. And that was as early as January. At the time, I was not only teaching, I was also the executive director at the Carrington. Long, complicated story, but that was our biggest client. I chose to be there. And when we had our first COVID outbreak in April, I chose to stay there at the community. So yeah, I had a firsthand experience with COVID. Again, kind of, I know we're looking at the positive things, but we all are approaching this from different perspectives. For me, you know, I kind of looked around and it was like, you know, that would somewhat quote Nietzsche, that which does not kill us makes us stronger. And words to sustain the staff, and as we all kind of faced this fear of the unknown when that COVID hit the community. But actually, and again, I read a book, I think in high school, Man's Search for Meaning, and by Viktor Frankl, wonderful book that's just, it's a philosophical approach about, actually, it's about the Holocaust. I'm not comparing COVID to the Holocaust, but some of those life lessons of people who went through it. And one of the quote, I got to read it here because my memory is not what it used to be, but it's hard to admit no external force or circumstance can influence us or change us if we don't want to. It's our choice. And I like that quote. I liked it a lot. Used it back in April and going to use it here again today because we made a conscious choice not to focus on the disease, but to focus on the residents, on the staff, and those of us who were hanging in there, coming to work, punching the clock, working. I think I worked 54 straight days. And again, I'm an old man, age 60, and working in an active COVID environment where Windows, I should say, was kind of it. But what sustained us, what kept us going was that choice to have a positive attitude. And that's it. I think that the lessons that we learn, number one, with the industry, and I've been doing this for 33 years now, as I said, 6 years in China, the rest of the time here in the United States. And amazingly, you know, we no longer, when I came back from China, I was hearing a lot of stuff about, oh, we're going to make senior housing like cruise ships. Doesn't that sound ironic? Now, the last thing we wants to jump on is a cruise ship. And I think we've kind of pushed some of that advertising out of it. And that's good news for us. I scanned prior to this, a lot of the people who are attending this, who follow this great service that Han provides for us here in the, and it's a lot of doers. It's a lot of hands-on people. And guys, positive speaking, it's our time now. These are where we are all essential people. We needed to be at the community. We needed to be in the industry. We needed to be with the seniors. And I think there's a growing recognition that this senior care is not about the cruise ship. That's nice. That's entry level. But it's those of us who understand that the underlying supportive services that the seniors need, both in good times and bad. I think this COVID virus has brought that to the surface. And it's fantastic to see a lot of the tech coming down the pike, a lot of the innovative ideas, and even some of the changes to senior housing communities themselves to better adapt this environment. It's good news. It's good news. Number two, I think that sense of camaraderie and teamwork. You know, I listened to a few of the speakers comment on that, and it goes back a long time ago, was at 6 years in the military. Some of that training about what happens, as they said, when the bullets start flying, they used to talk about small units, and they were talked about people who would, first time in combat, some would run towards the fire, some freeze, and some would just run off in the opposite direction. And you focus on, as a leader, oddly enough, those people who freeze, who are frozen. For a lot of those people, we helped bring them along. They may have taken a couple days off immediately when the COVID hit, but bit by bit, they all came back to work. And now there is a sense of confidence. There is a sense of teamwork and camaraderie. And that sometimes that old expression, it takes the stress and carbon to make a diamond. I think the industry, the teams that are there, the people who have stayed in the industry throughout COVID, the essential workers like us, I think in the long run, the products are going to get better. We're going to be more in tune with the needs of the seniors. And when we're talking to our friends who provide the equity, the investors, et cetera, or the not-for-profit boards, our voices will be heard. So again, I want to thank everybody for putting this thing together. It is really, truly, it's a great thing and a reminder. Again, coming back with Frankel, we need conscious choices to be positive. And I applaud all of you today for taking that step to be positive. Thank you very much.
Hi there. My name is Chris Himes. I'm the managing partner with Westport One. We're a talent access recruitment firm that specializes in senior living, helping to identify and deliver top community leadership and executive leadership within the industry nationwide. From a silver lining standpoint, there are a lot of things that we really do have to be grateful for in 2020, in spite of everything that has happened. We've had many conversations with community leaders who are simply burned out, but we've had even more conversations with those that have doubled down on their passion for this industry and doubled down on their residents. And that's really uplifting. The fact that there has been incredible commitment from some of the investors in this industry has really shown their care, their commitment, and their compassion. From covering childcare costs to paying bonuses based upon the average move-ins, even when no move-ins were allowed, to the extensive expenses of PPE and all the new safety measures and technology that has been needed to keep the residents both safe and the staff safe. Another silver lining and reality is people are still making career moves. I remember a recent executive director that we placed that when we gave them the offer, their spouse was crying in the background from happiness because their husband had gotten the job and the location they had been dreaming of. Another silver lining is the technical advancements that have happened in this industry. These have happened not only for the industry, for the residents, for the staff, but also in our personal lives. And I'm really excited to see how that grows even further. A personal silver lining that's been a benefit to myself and many in the workforce is the reality that work from home actually works. Not too many times you're doing a video like this and you're in a basement with a foosball table behind you. But in this world, this is the reality. I understand that it's not possible for everybody. The frontline workers and many of the community leaders, they simply need to be in the community to take care of the residents. But for some of the ancillary services, from some of the executive staff, the work from home has given the opportunity for flexibility with family, to take care of things that are needed to be done, to keep everyone safe. But the benefits that have come from that have been more family engagement. I know personally, we've played a lot more board games this year with our kids than we ever have in our life. So I think that has been a great benefit. Even in these challenging times, people are generous. During my 24-hour run that I did back in October, we were able to raise $20,000 for more than 100 donors. Some of them were complete strangers. And this proves that people care when you care. Tom said earlier, I have loved seeing all the people outside. In fact, there's been more people outside, not only in our community, but also at the parks and lakes than ever before. I believe that we have the ability to continue to spread the good news and the amazing stories of the care and compassion in the senior living industry that could hopefully bust through the negativity that's out there. We can all be champions of this cause. Han, I want to thank you for putting on this event. This is a great way to finish off 2020. While I know we still have a couple weeks left, this is a great way to bring us into 2021. From myself and my team at Westport One, we wish you a wonderful holiday season, and we're looking forward to an incredible 2021. I believe that it will both be fulfilling and a prosperous year. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Rachel Blumberg. I'm an executive director for CCRC, which is a senior living community in Florida. I wanted to thank you for tuning in and, of course, thank Han for hosting this opportunity. It's really nice to take a step back and look at the positive reflections that we have on the year of 2020. There are so many different things that the pandemic has revealed, and some of these things may have always been there, but maybe we just didn't have the time or the willingness to look at them deeply or accept them. Here in my community, I want to share with you two different types of perspectives. The perspective of how 2020 has been a positive, the takeaways, the silver linings, if you will, from a resident's perspective, but also the team members too. It's certainly been a difficult year for them, but there are many positive outcomes that I see for the residents and for our team members. Now, for the residents, having no group activities, no dining has certainly been, I would say, on the top of the list for the most challenges. However, if we want to look at it from a positive outcome, it has given everybody the opportunity to bond more on a one-to-one level. We did a variety of things to help our residents in independent living so that they didn't feel isolated in their homes. We created a buddy system with our residents. So a resident and another resident would be buddied up together, or team members would be buddied up. We also started a pen pal program with a local school that I don't think would have happened if it hadn't been for the pandemic. Excuse me. Personally, as the executive director, I have a list of residents who have reached out to me who wanted to be my buddy this year. And that's an opportunity I don't think that I or the residents would have had if it wasn't for the pandemic. They simply just want a weekly call to check in. So we have a certain time and day of every week where I check in with those residents. And it's not to talk about business or operations. We just speak as two human beings who care about connecting with each other in a time of such isolation. I think the overall connections with the residents have formed an even stronger bond. Many of our residents, their family members don't live locally. And through most of the year, they were not allowed to visit due to social isolation and safety restrictions. So we became an extension of their family who can't be here. Not only that, some of our residents do not have family at all. And in those circumstances, we even more became their family and the person that they leaned on the most through the pandemic. What I saw from that were many more random acts of kindness. And I want to give you an example. We have a housekeeper who noticed some of the residents in our villas didn't have holiday lights outside their homes. So she quietly went and brought holiday lights and installed them in their bushes while they weren't noticing. She wasn't looking for notoriety. She wasn't looking for praise. She just wanted to do a simple, random act of kindness. And the residents refer to her now as the holiday fairy. I think the pandemic has made us all think more about giving more to others genuinely from our heart. There have been more heartstring moments driven in an effort to overcome the negativity. There's something called the second paycheck. It's not a check that you can take home or to the bank, but rather it's the feeling of reward you take home at the end of the day from work. It's that feeling of fulfillment that you made a difference in somebody's life for the better that day. I think all of us are feeling many more second paychecks when we're driving home at the end of the day. From an active perspective, we have 80 acres here on our campus. I absolutely have noticed our residents out and active more than ever, walking and swimming and taking care of themselves from a different way. Another example of what I think is a positive outcome from a team member's perspective is it really opened our eyes and the team members' eyes to our financial health and wealth and of our future. Regardless of somebody's age, I think it's brought to the forefront more so than ever for seniors who work in senior living that we all must buckle down and invest well to plan for our future when we become seniors too. In our community, the majority of our residents were really good savers during their lifetime. Many younger generations now, including my generation, were more spenders than savers. But I think the pandemic has really opened so many people's eyes to value and appreciate the hard work our seniors put into investing a solid and secure future for themselves. It takes time, sacrifices, and lots of planning. With that said, regrettably, there are millions of seniors who outlive their financial resources all the time. A positive outcome of the pandemic was the rude awakening to so many team members, not to take their job for granted, because we've seen how it's affected so many other industries, hospitality, restaurants, retail, but to reevaluate our own financial planning for their. We all know the days of pensions are long gone, and it's up to each of us to figure out how we can make sure we can afford the same great care we provide to our residents when we are their age. Here in my campus, we've had significantly more interest in our 403b retirement fund. And that, I think, is a really good positive outcome from the pandemic. It tells me that the team members are engaging in those platforms for their own future. We are also learning to do things differently. It's pushed residents to use technologies in ways they haven't before. They've learned how to Zoom. We actually learned how to have an internal television news channel in our campus. I have a resident who learned how to play Mahjong with her sister who lives all the way across the country. And that regular, meaningful connection has been very uplifting for both of them. We learned how to celebrate differently this year. We got really good at having parades. Birthday parties also became a very special, different way of celebrating. We deliver cupcakes to the doors of our residents with a virtual party they were invited to that evening, all the birthdays on the campus. We also had 17 students in our culinary department who graduated high school. Because of the pandemic, their high school graduation was postponed. However, that gave us an opportunity to celebrate here. We had our own safe social distance graduation ceremony outside with all of the students for the residents to enjoy. All in all, we've appreciated our health more than ever. Although we work in healthcare and we witness chronic illness on a daily basis, it's easy to take your good health for granted. I think the pandemic has opened our eyes to taking care of ourselves and our residents and a higher, deeper level of meaning and care. Thank you very much for having me here today. Have a blessed day.
Hi, I'm Tricia Silverman. Thank you so much for having me here today. I'm a registered dietitian and a fitness instructor and a wellness coach. And I've been helping the senior, or I like to call it the active aging community, in various capacities during this time. And I've seen a lot of silver linings. The huge one is technology. And I see more seniors getting on Zoom. And I've worked with different organizations that work with the active aging population. And it's just wonderful how I've seen people get together over this time. So, for instance, one health insurance company that I work with, they have provided free nutrition programs and also free meditation programs to senior centers across the state of Massachusetts over this time. So monthly, they get several, at least two presentations, and that's been wonderful. So I've gotten to spread the good word of nutrition during this time, and then the senior centers, they advertise it through their newsletters, and it's getting the word out. And then the cable station. So a way to get the word out to more seniors is that many of them aren't getting on Zoom and technology. So what we've done is taped some of the presentations, and then the local cable access television, the television stations in each town, they will play some of those presentations so we can reach people that are in their homes but maybe aren't getting onto Zoom. So I found that I'm very thankful for the technology for Zoom, and then for the technology that we already have and we're using, like the cable TV station, so that we can still keep reaching the active aging population. I also have done some work with a group called My Health Angel. And through that group, they serve the senior population. They've been having wonderful sessions and seminars that are geared toward the active aging population. It's really brought people together. And what's nice is that they're not only there to listen, but they can participate, ask questions, and then share. And it can be Zoom, and Zooming into these meetings can be a really great time to bring people together. And I've seen that happen. And I wanted to just share with you a few tips that I think can be helpful during this time that ties right into the silver linings and the great things. And that's, as a dietitian, I think it's such a wonderful time to start experimenting with more food. And that can be food that you prepare or some food that's already easily prepared for you, depending on how much that you can cook. One of the silver linings for me has been red cabbage. And I never realized how much that I love it. And during this time, with more time at home, we started experimenting in my home. And I found that, wow, I love red cabbage, whether it's raw or cooked. It's really quite delicious. Another thing that I love about red cabbage and cabbage in general, that it'll last till the end of the week. So if you don't want to go do a lot of shopping during this time, you can buy cabbages because those will last till the end of your week and longer. Now, another item that I have here is winter squash. And what I love about winter squash, that of course also will last beyond that week of all the items you shopped for. Winter squash will last several weeks. So it's great that you can have fresh veggies in your house, and that will really last you. Another silver lining for me in that same, in the cabbage family, so this looks like coleslaw, right? You don't have to drain it in mayonnaise. We can make a healthier option with this and just use I have a recipe where I take a cup of cauliflower and just a teaspoon of maple syrup and chopped up cabbage slaw. You could do chopped up other veggies too. You might see broccoli slaw. But a teaspoon of vinegar, and I like apple cider vinegar, a teaspoon of mayonnaise, and a teaspoon of maple syrup, and just a touch of salt and pepper. And it's a really great meal just for one. Many in our active aging communities are a family of one. And that's a really easy salad, very easy to prepare. And part of it is already prepared for you. One of the active agers that attended my presentation earlier today mentioned that she really loves the cauliflower and broccoli rice that's available now. So I do see that seniors or active agers are experimenting with foods during this time. And I think it really is a great time to do that. Whether we're shopping online or whether we're going to the supermarket, it's really a great time to experiment with new foods. Now, the other silver linings of this time is that we may have more time on our hands where we can call and reach out to people. So I became friendly with an active ager. I wrote about him in my book. His name is Castor, and he is 98 years old. And we became friends and stayed in touch after one of my senior center visits a few years ago. And we've been checking in over this time. I think it's a great time where we can reach out to relatives and to seniors that are home. I reached out to a college professor recently and had a wonderful conversation. So what a silver lining of this year. I think if this year, the things that are happening, if they didn't happen, I wouldn't have had this time to reflect and to reach out to people. So I want to thank you so much for having me here today. And I wish you the healthiest and happiest of holidays and a really wonderful, and let's just keep moving along, keeping positive. One more little tip is the Insight Timer app has been very helpful for me. That's another silver lining of this time. It can be really helpful for the people that you work with. Meditation is just a wonderful way to really feel better and to just tune into the now, into the moment, and to just help change your perspective and feel really good. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. I'm Caroline Cadelbert. I am the marketing director here at St. Therese in Woodbury. Thank you for allowing me to join you all this afternoon to discuss this important topic, reflecting on positives of 2020. Here at St. Therese, we're a senior living community located in Woodbury, Minnesota, with 224 apartments, from independent living to assisted living and memory care. And we also have a care center that includes long-term care and transitional care, that we have 56 care center suites. And I have to say, this is my first ever podcast, so thank you again for inviting me, and it's wonderful to meet you all. So when I was asked to join the podcast, I have to say our facility has been trying to focus on the COVID positives versus all the COVID negatives. When we reflect back on 2020 and what we have learned, there's so many things. And I have my list in front of me. And if I were to go down it, I think I would be here for probably an hour. So I'm going to highlight the things that come to my mind right away. And the first thing I have to say is our incredible staff. The staff, working with them has been, it makes me get teary-eyed, because they have stepped up to really protect our seniors. And that is just the most incredible experience of 2020, I can say, that I've had. People not taking PTO to make sure they're here to protect our seniors. So I can relate to what Jim said earlier about not taking PTO. It just shows the dedication and drive that our employees continue to have. And we're all looking forward to the vaccines, but I think things aren't going to change. So we, again, are focusing on the positives of what we can do differently to keep our seniors positive, the staff positive, as we all work through this together. Some of the things that I do right now to protect our seniors is I promote how wonderful it is to live in a senior living community. We have a lot of independent living apartments, and families are very hesitant to move their loved ones here. So I'm there to share the facts with them. We only have had one case of COVID this entire, since March, in our independent living housing area. I share that fact with them. They can see the facts on the website, so they know that we're doing a good job. All of our staff are wearing their PPE, and who would have thought a year ago that we would be wearing masks and staying socially distant and wearing shields and gowns and looking scary to our residents. And when we first put those masks on, that was scary for our residents. We shared with them how this is to keep you safe and protect you. And then they wanted to jump on the same wagon with us. That worked out well. The community stepped up and made masks for us and gowns. And it's just incredible. We became pen pals. And what can we do for our residents? I don't see this going away. And if anything, if COVID has taught us, it's how we can actually bond better in our communities, to be together and provide the cares and the support that we truly need for all of our residents. Some of the things that, from an employer standpoint, that we really learn from is our residents. We learn from our residents. We learn from the staff. We have changed our ways. I don't see us going back to the old normal, whatever that is. Who would have thought normal would have been a word that we'd be using over and over? But you just learn to become more creative. So it made us dig deep within ourselves to how can we keep our seniors socially and physically active. We've done things we call blue box bingo. That's a real big hit, where the residents have to stay in their boxes, or if they're out there socializing for their happy hours, they know they have to wear their masks and stay socially distant while they play bingo or just catch up with each other. Staying physically active, we learn to show stretch and flex and better balance on our camera that's broadcast throughout our entire campus. so that they stay physically fit, as well as walking outside in groups together, wearing their masks so that they can catch up with each other. Our dining experience has changed a lot. Anybody on here probably can relate. Congregate dining, what is that? How do you do that now? It's just so different with keeping each other distant, but yet still engaged and looking forward to eating off plates and not out of styrofoam containers in their apartments like they did for a while at first. So things have changed, yes. Will they stay this way? In a way, most likely, but it's for the good, so that we can protect our residents even more. Oh, there's so many other things we have learned from this. And our infection control processes, I know that everyone probably can relate on here, have changed dramatically. From utilizing hand sanitizers till our hands are so red, cracked, and dried, and masks and face shields, like I mentioned earlier, and gowns and gloves. And remember at first, the N95 masks? Who knew what those were? We learned so much about that. We now have stock PPE, things we never really had. And when we couldn't get these things, our community still is constantly asking us, how can we help you? What can we do? So the care is just phenomenal. And the warmth from our community members. We actually also implemented an electrostatic sprayer device that stops the spread of airborne pathogens. Had it not been COVID, we would never have that. We created a negative pressure and ionization rooms to prevent the spread of bacteria. Again, thank you, COVID. I know that sounds funny, but really, that's what we're doing. We have separate employee break rooms, something we never had before. So now we don't have to worry about overcrowding or if there's a seat at the table. So that was a positive as well. We created an infection prevention position, something we never had before. Thank you, COVID. And adding a full-time staff development employee to continually provide constant education so we can continue these best practices for our residents. Safer practices for our activities, such as communion. That's changed a lot. We're a Catholic community, so communion, distributing that has changed dramatically. Even not even bringing in treats. If we do bring in treats, everything has to be individually wrapped so that we don't make sure that we're being very conscious for spreading of any infections. Our mission here at St. Therese is do ordinary things with extraordinary love. And I have to say that's something we've continued to do and will continue to do. I've actually cleaned windows for residents that we needed that assistance because we're not allowing vendors on our campus. And so have, I don't want to just say what I've done, but so have many of the staff have stepped up to assist our residents. It's funny how our roles have completely changed, but for the better. Even our executive director, she is phenomenal at knowing the rules and meeting with MDH and CDC and knowing what we need to do to make sure that we're always prepared for if we have an outbreak or if there's one person that does develop COVID. In fact, we developed this quarantine unit so that our residents who do develop COVID can stay in this unit, but yet still be socially engaged and active and not be quarantined to this tiny little room or a tiny little area of our campus. It's part of our wellness center that we created into our COVID unit and our quarantine unit. And the staff that have stepped up at first just said, I'm there. I want to help out. And all of us were scared because we didn't know COVID at the time and in the beginning. But anyway, my whole point to my being on here is we are thankful for our staff and our community and truly believe that humans are very kind at heart, and we all miss that human interaction. We've definitely found that in one another here at St. Therese in Woodbury. 2020 has taught us how to look deep within ourselves and how we can continue to make ourselves happy, not our residents happy, not burn ourselves out. Our HR group is wonderful at providing resources for our employees to make sure that we keep doing what we're doing. We constantly are recognizing our employees from when they come in to be screened and answer those same questions every day, rewarding them with just little treats or a little recognition that goes such a long way. It makes them want to do more, and myself included. When I'm praised, boy, I just want to do even more. So I want to end with our guiding behaviors here at St. Therese are welcoming one another, lending a hand, providing heartfelt purpose, valuing each individual, connecting through spirituality, spreading kindness and compassion. So I just want to say thank you to everybody out there who is working with our senior population. Continue to do what you're doing. Stay positive. Wear your PPE, wash your hands. I have to throw that in. But thank you for everybody, what you're doing. It is just so meaningful to our seniors, how you replace their family members now because visits aren't happening. They know that, they see that, and they appreciate it so much. Thank you, everyone, for having me on here. It was absolutely wonderful to be able to share our positives for 2020 and what we look forward to in the upcoming year.
Thank you so much for joining us this week on Boomer Living Podcast. Make sure to visit our website, boomerliving.tv, where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and other platforms. This way, you'll never miss a show. And while you're at it, if you found value in this show, we would really appreciate a rating in iTunes or simply tell a friend about the show. That would help us tremendously. Be sure to tune in weekly for our next episode. And remember, growing old is the purest and the most positive experience of human existence.